Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Beer's the good news. Kieran will certainly be delighted to hear that. That's the headline in the front of the Sun this morning. Glass half full, says the Star today. And pubs may reopen sooner if they can enforce social distancing, says the Irish Times. This is the story that you're going to be hearing much more about again this morning, because the pubs could be allowed now to open earlier than this August 10th deadline if the government's COVID-19 plan, if they can demonstrate that they can enforce the rigid social distancing regulations. And this is the industry body, and the representatives are likely to be told this week. So there may be some good news there for publicans, because the business groups are going to begin to try and work out what these proposals to ease the COVID-19 restrictions over the summer will mean for them. Like, for instance, according to the Irish Times this morning, senior government figures have indicated that reopening Ireland plan, if they decline in the spread of the virus continues and the businesses show how they can enforce social distancing, could be possible. Under the existing plan now, for instance, this is the programme that was announced last Friday afternoon or Friday evening, the pubs, they're not going to be allowed to reopen until the 10th of August, but the cafes and the restaurants, they will be allowed to reopen from the end of June. Now, sources familiar with discussions in government, according to the Times this morning, say that treating the pubs differently from the cafes and restaurants may not be feasible if they can demonstrate how they can enforce social distancing. And the publican representative groups, they're going to meet with government officials later this week to try and discuss this particular issue. Yesterday, the publicans published proposals which would allow them to open earlier than August, for instance at the end of June, because the current restrictions on the social and economic life, they're going to start to be eased from stages from the 18th of May. But from today, there's two changes that take effect. The limit for the exercise from people's homes is going to be extended from 2 to 5 kilometres, and also the recommendation that the over 70s that are currently cocooning at all times, that's going to be adjusted, of course, to allow for the outings with the appropriate social distancing. But in the pubs, that's the story really dominating all of the papers, broadsheets and tabloids here this morning. But no live music, no DJs, no standing at the bar counter, and no dancing. We want to hear your view on that this morning. How do you feel about that? As somebody whose family is heavily involved in the pub business, I can tell you, I think this is going to come as good news for publicans this morning, if they can demonstrate how they're going to do it, because many feared the hotels and restaurants could serve drink if they were to reopen. I know, of course, they're not supposed to, but it won't be without difficulties though. I'd say every pub owner will be in their premises today with a measuring tape trying to figure out this 2 metre distancing regulations to see what the capacity will be. But that's not the problem. Yes, of course, the staff are going to wash their hands every 30 minutes as is part of the proposal. It's what happens in the enforcement of this. Like, if a pub that can maybe usually hold 100 people and can perhaps now only fit about 25 or so with the distancing guidelines, how strict is that capacity figure going to be, and who's going to check it, who's going to enforce it, and how regularly will that happen? Do you allow more people to sit around, for instance, a table if they're all from the one family and you know that? Do you wait until the publican is to tell their most loyal customer who comes in late in the day that they're full to capacity and turn them away? I'm curious as to whether or not they would do that. I'm also curious about that capacity rule and how it's going to be enforced. And I wonder what happens when the pubs do reopen. Like, if you're paying rent, you might be taking maybe about a fifth of your normal revenue in, but I'm assuming you're still going to have to pay the rent, the bills, the rates, the Sky bills. Is that something that's going to be worked on? I know publicans were asking last night if they do get to partially reopen, and maybe there is work for one staff member with the reduced capacity in a small premises, or maybe a second person part-time, do they stay in the COVID payment? Is that still going to continue? There's lots of questions all around this. I know that all has to be worked out yet, but there are certainly some of the questions that publicans have been asking. And who's going to monitor the whole thing, of course? But I think it'll be seen as a positive move by many in the industry this morning, this news today in the papers. But we want to hear from you today. What's your view about all this? Should the pubs be allowed to reopen, even at maybe a quarter capacity? And more importantly, if the pubs were allowed to reopen at the end of June, would you be happy to go into a pub for a pint before the 10th of August? Would you have the confidence to do that? You can let us know your view on that this morning too on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. And of course, you can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. The other story is is the cocooners, people who are currently cocooning, terrified of dying alone, is the Irish Examiner's headline this morning. Many elderly Irish people who are cocooning feel that they're a burden on society. They're terrified of dying alone and they believe that Ireland doesn't care about them anymore. These are just some of the findings, fairly stark findings, from a new report out this morning by the state-aided support service for the elderly and the vulnerable. The IRD Dunhollow calling 640 older people on a near daily basis. 80% indicated that they had such fears. More on that research front page and inside the Irish Examiner too today. Just staying with the cocooners or people who are currently cocooning, health officials advised that the over 70s should keep cocooning in their homes until August, but they were overruled by the Cabinet. The National Public Health Emergency Team recommended cocooning advice for older and vulnerable people should remain in place for the next 3 months, but after a debate at the Cabinet, ministers decided to remove the recommendation from the government's roadmap for reopening society and business. And the revelation, according to the Irish Independent this morning, demonstrates the ongoing tensions between health officials and politicians over what to prioritise in the COVID-19 battle. More on that story inside the Irish Independent too this morning. But we want to know, how did you feel about last Friday evening's announcement? Does today's partial easing, for instance, for those over 70 and the fact you can exercise now up to 5 kilometres from your home, does that impact you? Are you happy about that? You can let us know your view too on that story this morning. There may be some good news though for those who are currently heading to the kitchen table to work this morning. Front page of the Irish Independent tells us that financial supports and tax breaks are going to be examined now to help keep workers at home after the lockdown. This is the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, in an interview with the Irish Independent. The assistance will be on the table once it becomes clear how many people will continue to work from home beyond this lockdown crisis. Pascal Donoghue, the Finance Minister, also told the Irish Independent that the national rollout of broadband needs even greater urgency, so people living in rural areas are not at a disadvantage. And the Minister said he expects some employers to want less office space as more staff will continue to work from home after the crisis. You can let us know your view on that too this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The other story though that you're going to be hearing about too this morning is the budget deficit. This is in the front of the Irish Examiner. The Exchequer figures that are going to be published this afternoon, they're set to show the mounting toll that the state faces from the COVID-19 economic crisis, and they will point the government budget deficit soaring to about 30 billion this year, because for the first time the tax and spending figures will reveal the huge sums spent in the first full month of the COVID-19 lockdown, as the number in receipt of some form of subsidy or wage support or payment for people who'd lost their jobs during the early weeks of the crisis raced towards the 1.1 million mark. And there's more on that story front page of the Irish Examiner. You'll be hearing more about that, I've no doubt, too, later today. Also inside the papers this morning, there's a big focus on housing and property today, and that's something we are going to turn our attention to a little bit later in the programme. But huge numbers still expect to face mortgage payments into their 70s. It's a piece by Charlie Weston inside the Independent this morning that the number of people who expect to still be paying off their mortgage when they retire from work, 3 out of 10 say they will not have paid off the home loan even though they will no longer be in the workforce. About 11% of these people expect to still be on the hook for a mortgage when they reach their 70s. I've no doubt, as somebody who's only going through that process, that I will probably be paying my mortgage into that very late stage as well. To some of the other stories though that you're talking about today as well, front page of the Irish Times this morning is key planks of the government's climate action plan not credible. Front page of the Irish Times, and it should have proposed cutting the national farming herd rather than ignoring agricultural emissions, on the state's most senior civil servants privately warning. Correspondence seen by the Irish Times shows the government's plan launched last June included a range of ambitious targets to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. There's more on that story front page of the Irish Times this morning. Also inside the paper today, calls to scrap the use of the term next of kin. This is the Sage advocacy group that represents older and vulnerable people, saying that the term is misunderstood and that people should appoint an emergency contact instead. The group's encouraging people, especially those who are vulnerable, to designate an emergency contact. They also are urging them to tell healthcare staff who they'd like information about their own condition. Interesting to see that proposed change in the term. And also just a couple of other interesting stories inside the paper, just on a lighter note as well this morning. Don't drink booze in front of your kids, says page 17 of the Mirror this morning. This is people have been urged not to drink in front of children and to plan alcohol-free days. This is the latest advice now for coronavirus lockdown. The public have been urged to keep a check on the booze intake while spending more time at home. And you're being it's recommended that if people do consume alcohol, they should wait until the kids have gone to bed and ensure that there is at least one non-drinking adult in the house at all times. The public health agency's Mike Alone said several countries are reporting an increase in home drinking. And just on drink as well this morning, if you're a wine drinker, this is a story inside the Times UK this morning. Let the wine breathe. It's just a waste of drinking time. Many experts now say that most modern wines can actually be consumed straight away without any extra exposure to the air, and the myth of letting it stand open for a period of time will have little or no effect on the taste. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.